Yes.
Justin. Okay, good. All right. Take one and three, two, one.
Welcome, everybody. This is your student host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. And for my first segment, which is Diamonds, will be on Michael Jordan. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. And Michael Jordan was born February 17th, 1963, and he is an American businessman and former professional basketball player. He played 15 seasons in the National Basketball Association, winning 6 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls. Jordan is the principal owner and chairman of the Charlotte Hornets, of the NBA, and of 23XI Racing, the NASCAR Cup Series. He was integral in popularizing the NBA around the world in the 1980s and 1990s, becoming a global cultural icon in the process. And also, as a freshman, he was a member of the Tar Heels National Championship team in 1982. Jordan joined the Bulls in 1984 and as the third overall draft pick and quickly emerged as a league star, entertaining crowds with his profile scoring while gaining a reputation of one of the game's best defensive players. His leaping ability is demonstrated by performing slam dunks and the free throw line and slam dunk contests earned him the nicknames Air Jordan and His Airness. Jordan won his first NBA title with the Bulls in 1991 and followed that achievement with titles in 1992 and 1993, securing a three-peat. Jordan retired from basketball before the 1993-1994 NBA season to play minor league baseball, but returned to the Bulls in March 1995 and led them to 3 more championships in 1996, 1997, and 1998, as well as a then-record 72 regular season wins in the 1995-1996 NBA season. And that concludes my segment on Michael Jordan. And also, the reason why I chose him was because I think he's a great basketball player, and he has done so much for his community, and I think he's a good man. Thank you guys for listening. Again, this is student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay. This is going to be take two, and that is not what you did on Sunday. You're supposed to be doing Marie Van Britten Brown. You remember that?
Hello?
Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah, well, that's what I want. I don't want Michael Jordan. You already did that. You did that last Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you find that segment, the information? Okay, yeah. You're going to do Marie Van Britten Brown, and you're going to do define the word conscious or consciousness. Okay. You ready?
Okay. I'll head up.
All right.
Head up, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Slow down. You're going too fast. Slow down.
Okay.
Be deliberate. Take your time. It's no rush. Take two. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Three, two, one.
Welcome, everybody. This is your student host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. It's my first segment, which is Diamonds, will be on Mary Britton Brown. And history is like a diamond. Each prism of a group of people had a particular period of look into the depths of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself.
I can't hear you. I don't hear anything.
Okay, and Mary Van Britton Brown was born October 30th.
No. Hold, stop. Take, start from the beginning. Take.
Welcome, everybody. This is student host Jason Hill on WSOU. And for my first segment, which is Diamonds, we'll be on Mary Van Britton Brown. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. And Mary Van Britton Brown was born October 30th, 1922. She was a nurse and an innovator. In 1966, she invented a video home security system along with her husband, Albert Brown, an electronics technician. In the same year, they applied for a patent for their innovative security system, which was granted in 1969. Brown was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. She died there at the age of 76 in 1999. And the reason why I chose Mary was because I think the home security system was a great idea, and I wanted to see who created it because I thought it was a good idea. And that concludes my segment on Diamonds. Thank you guys for listening. Again, this is student host Justin Hill on WSLU.
Okay. Her name is Marie, okay, and the word is patent. Patent, not patient, patent. Marie. So you're going to do it again. You ready? Hello?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Slow down. Take your time. No rush. And three, two.
Welcome, everybody. This is your student host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. And for my first segment, which is Diamonds, we'll be on Marie Van Britton Brown. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of the. Can I start over? I keep messing up.
Yeah, but don't do that. Just keep on going, right? And take one, and three, two, one.
Welcome, everybody. This is your student host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. And for my first segment, which is Diamonds, will be on Marie Van Britton Brown. History is like a diamond, represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And Marie Van Britton Brown was born October 30th, 1922. She was a nurse and an innovator. In 1966, she invented a video home security system along with her husband, Albert Brown, an electronics technician. In the same year, they applied for a patent for their innovative security system, which was granted in 1969. Brown was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. She died there at the age of 76 in 1999. And the reason why I chose her was because I think the home security system was a great idea, and I want to see who invented it because it was a great idea. And that concludes my segment on diamonds. Thank you guys for listening again. This is through the host, Justin Hill, on WSOU.
This is going to be another take one for the word conscious. You ready? You ready? Hello?
I need to pull it up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Take one and three, two, one.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, this is student host Justin Hill on WSOU. And for my next segment, which is definitions, would be on the word conscious. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And consciousness, at its simplest, is sentience or awareness of internal and external analysis, definitions, explanations, and debates by philosophers and scientists. Consciousness remains puzzling and controversial, being at once the most familiar and also the most mysterious aspect of our lives, perhaps the only widely agreed notion about the topic is the intuition that consciousness exists. Opinions differ about what exactly needs to be studied and explained as consciousness. Sometimes it is synonymous with the mind, and at other times an aspect of mind. In the past, it was one's inner life, the world of introspection, of private thought, imagination, and volition. And that concludes my segment on definitions. Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay. All right, we'll roll with that. Okay, you want to do consciousness again?
What?
Justin.
Yes.
You ready?
What was that? How you pronounce that word?
Synonymous.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it's all good. Take your time, right? And the reason why you want to do consciousness is because people need to wake up. Okay, that's the reason for you doing it. And take two and three, two, one.
Welcome back, everybody. This is student host Justin Hill on WSOU. And for my next segment, which is definitions, be on the word consciousness. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis so that we care, to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And consciousness, at its simplest, is sentience or awareness of internal and external existence. Despite of analysis, definitions, explanations, and debates by philosophers and scientists, consciousness remains puzzling and controversial, being at once the most familiar and also the most mysterious aspect of our lives. Perhaps the only widely agreed notion about the topic is the intuition that consciousness exists. Opinions differ about what exactly needs to be studied and explained as consciousness. Sometimes it is synonymous with the mind, and at other times an aspect of mind. In the past, it was one's inner life, the world of introspection, of private thought, imagination, and volition. And the reason why I chose consciousness was because I think people need to wake up. And that concludes my segment. And that concludes my segment on definitions. I thank you guys for listening. And again, this dude host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay, we're going to go with that, except for your father in the background yelling, making noise. I can hear his mouth. Yeah, I said it. We're gonna go with that. Oh, shit. He hung up. Mm.